I'm going to say it for the people in the back. Don't ever stop relentlessly pursuing what it is you had confidence in starting in the beginning.
You are listening to the Built for More podcast. My name is Lane Taylor, and I'm obsessed with hearing people's stories and the value those stories can bring into our own lives. I have a passion for business, marketing, and shining a light on all the good that is happening in the world. I'm a husband and a father that left a decade-long corporate career to pursue my own dreams and passions in the world of entrepreneurship because I believe that we are all built for more in this life. Join me on this journey as I bring you guests and stories that will inspire and motivate you to live a life in full abundance. I'm on a mission to learn from the best and share why I know we are all built for more. Now grab a seat, hit the play button, and let's get to work.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Built for More podcast. This is your host, Lane Taylor, and I hope you guys are having a fantastic day, whether you're listening to this on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, wherever, whatever day you're listening to this. I hope you guys are fantastic, and I thank you for giving me your ear. Thank you for giving me just a little bit of your time. Today is going to be a solo episode, and I'm very excited. We've had so many good guests. We had Sean a couple of weeks ago, Sean Austin Gord. What a phenomenal episode. And then I have an exciting episode for you guys that are coming in with Matt and Lauren Griner of the Grind Together Co. They just share their story. They share what they're doing in the entrepreneurial space, and it's so very powerful. But today, in true fashion, kind of wedged between those interviews, I want to do a solo episode, and I want to hit on 8 things that will keep you going in your race, in your time of going after something that you want, whether it's in your business, whether it's in your finances, whether it's in your marriage, whether it's in anything that you're going for in 2022. 8 things that will keep you going. Okay. 8 things. And I want to hit on just 8 these things, the 8 of these things. And I want you to reflect on them and realize, hey, that some of these may be true for you and some of these you may have to adapt from, but how to keep going, 8 of them. Okay. Here we go. Number 1, first, you have to realize there's going to be some difficult times. There's going to be some ups. There's going to be some times that there are lows, there's highs, there's peaks, there are valleys. But you have to accept it. And that's one thing that I hope that you listen to when you listen to some of these interviews, that you listen to some people that I get a chance to listen to, that there are going to be hard times, but there are only challenges to get you where you want to go. So number 1, realize that there will be hard, challenging times, but they will make you better. They will make you more informative on how to get over the humps in the future. But just accepting, hey, it will be hard. There will be challenges when you are going after something that you want, but that's the beautiful thing of going after your dream, your goal, and your vision, okay? So that was number 1. Number 2, this one I'm very, very passionate about is be true to you. That's right. Be true to you. Be true to yourself. Be true to what you believe. And if you stay true within yourself, when things get hard and challenging and you don't want to keep going, you are able to sit and say, hey, I am going to stay true to myself. I am going to continue to be true to myself and know what I want and what is true. So that's number 2. So be true to yourself. So how do you keep going? Number 3, adapt and change. There is change coming every which way. Every single person has to deal with it. Nothing is ever going to be the same. And when you realize that, when you wrap your head around that, you have to adapt and you have to change. That's right. You have to adapt and you have to change. When you realize that, when you wake up every single morning and realize that today is going to be different from yesterday, that means you have to adapt, you have to accept it, and you have to change. You could talk to some of the most brightest minds in the world and some of the people that I've had the honor to interview on the Built for More podcast. They adapt very quickly and they change very quickly. So when things get tough and how to keep going, you have to adapt and you have to change. Number 4, be resourceful. Okay. Be resourceful. You have gone throughout this life. You have gathered resources. You've met people. You have to use the tools in your tool belt to keep going when things maybe become challenging and when you're trying to keep going. So what do I mean by that? There are people in your life. There are things in your life. There are stuff that you have gone through, people that you have been through, dinners that you've gone on, vacations that you've gone on, and you've met these individuals, whether you're friends face-to-face, whether you're friends online. You have to use your resources to your advantage. They have been put there for a reason. Let me say that again. I'm going to say this slowly. When you realize that there have been people that have been put in your life for a reason, you have to use those resources when the time comes. And you will know the time. So there are people out there. Think about that for a second. There are people in your life that have been put there strategically, whatever you want to call it. I know I'm going to call it by God, because they are there for a reason. And you have to use your resources and you have to be resourceful when it comes to the time. How to keep going when things are getting challenging or when things are coming up. Redefine success. Okay. So what do I mean by that? Success at the beginning of going after something may have been X. You have been said, hey, this is what success is going to look like. But when you are going through things, when you have to adapt and change, you may have to redefine success. I think a lot of people don't want to redefine success, but I'm here to tell you, you may have to redefine success, and that is completely fine. And when you accept that it is okay to redefine success, that's where I think true growth comes into. So if something comes up, if you have to adapt and change, redefine it. Redefine it for yourself, redefine it in your goals, dreams, and aspirations, but just redefine success. Number six, raise each other up. When you're trying to keep going, okay, when things may come up, it may become challenging. When you raise each other up, things become easier. I firmly believe that. This all goes back to what I've talked about on the show before. You are the sum of the five people that you surround yourself. I've talked about cave friends before. I've talked about different types of people in your life, but raise each other up. Now, this is so maybe counterintuitive, but this is something that I practice when I may be down or when I may not be hitting on all cylinders, because there are times that I don't hit on all cylinders. There are times that I will reach down and I'll reach some other people up and say, how can I help you? How can I serve you? And then it'll get you back in that mindset, because once you raise people up, once you encourage people, once you get in that flow, I'm telling you, you will get back into that momentum, back into that work. So raise other people up. Number seven, this is very challenging. This may be where the most important thing lies, but also the most difficult thing. You have to create and preserve space. So when you're going after something, when you're going after a dream, whether you're going after a vision, you're going to get busy. You are going to have a full calendar. You are going to have obligations, but you have to remember, you have to create and preserve that space for you to think clearly, for you to dream, for you to continue to cast that vision. Because what's going to happen is you are going to bring people along with you. You're going to become a leader. You're going to be able to bring people with you. And if you don't constantly create that space and preserve that space to then fill you up, I'm telling you, it will become very, very difficult. So if you're listening to this right now and you're having a hard time keeping going after a dream, after a vision, or after an aspiration, I talk to so many people on these podcasts, and you wouldn't believe how many people spend the first hour or two a day not on their phone. Success leaves clues. You have to create and preserve your space. You have to create and preserve your space. Okay? Now, that may be the hardest one, but I'm telling you, it could be the easiest one if you just put it on your calendar. Number eight, the final one, and this may sound cliche. I don't want this to sound cliche, but I do want you to take a hard listen to what I'm about to say. The only people that fail are the ones that stop. So don't ever stop. Don't ever stop relentlessly pursuing what it is you want to go after. I'm going to say it for the people in the back. Don't ever stop relentlessly pursuing what it is you had confidence in starting in the beginning. There will be times that things happen. There will be change. It will become hard. Your calendar will get full. You will not be able to use your resources. All the things that we've talked about, but just don't stop. I'm telling you, just don't stop. Because what you started, okay, hear me out on this. What you started may get you to the thing that you learned about the thing that'll get you to the other thing. And so if you just don't stop, eventually you will be able to get what it is you need, what it is you want, to get what you have been going after. Guys, I'm so passionate in this season in 2024 and the people that are rolling right now and going after their dreams, going after their aspirations. I'm telling you, there is a major, major shift. 8 things, how to keep going. It's going to be hard. Accept it. Be true to yourself. Adapt and change. Be resourceful. Redefine success. Raise each other up. Create and preserve space. Don't ever stop. Okay? It's not going to be all sunshine and rainbows, but I'm telling you, it's going to be beautiful. So go after your dreams. Continue to push forward. We're almost at the end of Q1. Incredible to think about. And I thank you for your time. If this episode has been valuable, share it with your friends, share it with your families, give me a 5-star rating and a 5-star review. I would be honored. Until next time, see you on another episode of the Built for More podcast.